Yay, there we are. Where they actually take the audio and split it, and they process all the positive peaks in two separate channels, and they sum the things together, and they just change the ratio of the gains and or the goosing action that's applied to each half of the, whether it's a negative peak or positive peak, and on the positive side, they just don't apply it in the 300 position. So it lets all those positive peaks go sailing through. The other thing is a phase inverter. I got two ways of doing phase. One is on the input side right here, where now I've reversed the phase. Then you can hear that. It's really noticeable on the slope. I'm still not over-modulating negatively, but the positive peaks are only going to about 60 or 70%. And that's it. And it's very, very heavily gain reduced now, probably because of the amount of, now that I've reversed the input phase, it takes a lot of compression to do that. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but that's the phase reversed, even though it doesn't, you know, there's no positive peaks there. That's the input phase properly. Now if I, that's a phase reversal to the input of the volume max. Now this is phase reversal. This is a switch I added, because since this transformer coupled in the outer, actually balanced out, I just swap it. Now that's the other way. Now I'm heavily over-modulating negatively, and the positive peaks are just maybe making it 80-90%. So that's the volume max not working at, with the output in the wrong phase. It's just a big, long line, and that's the proper phase again. So I'm sure you heard that difference.